page 287, Siman Reish Lamed, new Siman. Very interesting concepts in the idea of brachos and davening in general. Machabi says as follows. Hamispalal al masha avar. If someone davens for something that happened already in the past, for example, kigon shenichnas le'ir, someone came into a city, v'shama kol svacha be'ir, and you heard a screech, a cry, right? You heard an ambulance careening down the street, right? So somebody lives on a certain city, let's say they live on Cashio. Right, so you're walking home from shul, and all of a sudden you see an ambulance going straight down Cashio, right, the right direction of your house. So, the Amar, the person said, Yehi ratzon shalo yeah, kol, next page, kol zeh besok beisi, should be that cry is not coming from my house. The thing that you're davening about happened already, right? Wherever the cry, we don't know if it's from your house or not. But one thing's for sure, whatever it is, right, the ambulance is going to something that already happened, right? Or another example number two, Oshayisai Ishto Meoberes, it comes up very often. Someone's wife was expecting, they were pregnant, Achar Arbaim Yom Libura, and it's after 40 days from conception, Ve'amar, and so after the woman's expecting already, and so more than 40 days after conception, and the guy is davening, the Amar, he's davening and he's saying, Yehi ratzon sheteled ish tizachar. He's davening to Hashem that his wife should give birth to a boy. So you all know the famous Gemara, after 40 days, the gender is determined already. So you're davening for something that happened already. It's already determined. Hareset tefillah shav. So the Gemara, the Halacha says, that's a worthless tefillah. You're davening, the thing happened already, right? So, you played the lottery and they already picked the pit numbers already. Hashem, you daven that I have the right numbers. They pulled the numbers already. So rather what? El Yispalo, rather the halacha is, the Gemara says, rather how should a person daven? El Yispalo Adam al ha'asid lovo. You daven something that will, in the future, that will come. But v'yitain hodah al she'avar, and you give thanks on for something that happened already. So, we'll see more about it. Kagam. So let's use examples. So for example, hanichnas lekrach, someone's coming into a krach, into a town, we'll see. Omer, so a person could daven yiratzon melfanach Hashem Elokeinu she'tachnisenu lekrach zeh l'sham. Hashem, you should enter me. You haven't gone in yet, right? You're about to go into a city, so you say, Hashem, you should bring me into the city safely. You're not there yet. I mean, you're about to be there, but you haven't gone to the city. Now again, so Mishnah Berurah says, like, in the city, like we know in our cities, there's gangsters, and there's, sometimes it's safer outside the city, right? So you're going into the city. You haven't gone into the city yet. So there's the 18th Street gang, there's the Crips and the Bloods, and right? So outside the city, it's not a problem. You're outside their territory. But inside the city, you might have a problem. So therefore, before you enter the city, you say, Hashem, save me. Hasn't happened yet. Hasn't happened. You're not in that situation yet. You're about to be, but you're not yet. Nichnas b'shalom. Person now went there into the city safely. So now, what could you say? You could say, "Modani lefanach Hashem Elokeinu shechnisan lekrach zeh l'shalom." So you could say, "Thank you, Hashem, for bring me into the city safely." You could thank Hashem afterwards. You can't daven to Hashem, because it happened already. But you could thank Hashem for what He had done for you. That's different. Bikesh lot says, you want to leave. Okay, so we learned this halakha surah before. Omer, yiratzon mafnach Hashem Elokeinu shetoseinu mekrach zeh l'shalom. Hashem, you should take me out safely. Yatzah v'shalom, you left. Omer, then you got out of the city. So you don't have to worry about the gangs anymore. Omer, modi, moda anila fanach Hashem Elokai shetoseinu mekrach. Thank you. Thank you for getting me out of there. Thank you for getting me out of there in peace. B'shalom. Shem Shosasani L'Sham, Kain Toli Chayinu L'Sham. And then what do you say? In the same way you took me out safely, so get me to my destination safely. Brochatam Hashem Shomea Tfila. And then you end this, again, you thank Hashem for the past, and you're davening for the future, right? You're about to go on to the next stop. So you say, Brochat Hashem Shomea Tfila, Vizohi Tfila Haderach, Shenichtavu. As we learned before, Tefillah Sederach. We talked about Tefillah Sederach a while ago. So this is Tefillah Sederach. Now, all you did was that you put in a lead-in before thanking Hashem for getting you out of that city, right? So that's the only thing that's been changed here. So there's a whole discussion. Then Kof Yud doesn't say that. So the Mishnah has a whole discussion on that. Okay. Just by the way, the Aruch HaShulchan, going back on that halacha that someone's wife is expecting, so after 40 days, you can't daven for the gender of the child, or the, say it's a boy, shouldn't gender, because the gender is already determined. So Aruch HaShulchan says two things. He says, but we know Leia daven by Dina, right? That she should have a girl, because or else Rachel ends up with, she won't have two boys. And then, so the first pshat he says is that Leah daven before the 40 days. Then the second pshat he says even if it might have been after the 40 days, but we know, he says, V'nyanei avoseinu akadoshim hayu kulam b'neis. Right? In other words, you can't prove anything from Leah and then Dina and all those, because the avos, you know, everything the avos did was on a different level. Their whole lives were around nace, was a completely nace. So therefore, you know, like you can't bring a raya necessarily from that. But again, this first pshat is that she davened before the 40 days, when the gender could be still up and in the air. Okay, Blina, we'll get into this a little more hopefully tomorrow about davening, what you can daven for, what you can't daven for.